Excellent.
In 1830, when the rocket was going along on its wheels in England, in Japan, not only did they not have the rocket and trains, but they didn't even have the wheels to run the trains on. They didn't even use the concept of the wheel, hardly at all. I once asked a Japanese professor why they didn't have used wheels, and he thought for a while, and he said, oh, the Japanese are not very good with round things. Now, this struck me as a rather post hoc explanation, given the fact how good they are with round things nowadays, and they always have been, potter's wheels and many other things. But he was desperately trying to explain an important absence, which is the decline and then the rise of the wheel, until the Japanese use wheels probably better than anyone in the world, certainly in their trains. Their fast trains run on wheels. Without the wheel, you couldn't have had the Industrial Revolution of Japan, but for centuries they've given it up.
Has anybody come up with an idea why that might be?
Why should a civilization give up the wheel? Well, I got a sort of clue to this living for periods of my life in the Himalayas, where they also don't have wheels in their agriculture. They don't use wheelbarrows, and they don't use wheels at all. There you can explain it by the rocky terrain, and that is part of the explanation in Japan. The roads were very, very rocky, and it was very inefficient. It was much better to carry things either on horseback or on your own back. So it wasn't a place easily adapted to wheels to begin with. That's one of the reasons. A second reason is that they discovered that if you used wheels on roads, it destroyed the roads. So they banned the wheels in certain areas. The British would have liked to have done so. They were having constant problems with their chariots and carts and so on, but for one reason or another they didn't. And also, on the whole, what the Japanese had done had assessed the advantages and disadvantages. If you've got a very cheap labour force, as you had in Japan, and you've got the mobility of human beings, it's often much more efficient in most parts of the world to use human labour rather than wheels. It seems so common sense to us, but in fact, if you can get humans or animals to do it, it's often better than the wheel. So they couldn't see a use for it. They gave it up.